Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second, the center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting sixth, the catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second, the shortstop, Lenny Merolo. Batting third, the center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Merolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a line drive into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Merolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. Schumacher reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Schumacher trying to get to home. Nicholson throws the ball into McCullough who tags Schumacher who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Hack moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 1 in the game. Barna hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Ott scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Russell for the double play. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Ott moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barna hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0-for-2 in the game. Georges strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-2 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber now playing center field. Willard Marshall now playing left field. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Novikov moves to third. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Schumacher moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schumacher scores. Werber moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Mize reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Vern Olson now pitching. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is walked intentionally. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Marshall scores. Mize moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Danning moves to second. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-3 in the game. Witek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Morello reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs won. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lieber moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Vern Olson. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.